我们还是翻到刚才那段圣经，就是约翰福音第四章。
Let us turn to the passage we just read, John chapter 4.
除了刚才我们所读的，我再加上第十九节和二十节。
In addition to what we read, I will add verses 19 and 20.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
二十三节
Verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父寻找这样的人拜他。
But an hour is coming and now is.When the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth, for such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
大家都知道，这个周末我们礼拜五、礼拜天晚、礼拜六晚上和今天早晨，我们一同来看一个很重要的题目，就是新约的敬拜。
Everybody knows that this past weekend, Friday, Saturday evening,And today we've been talking about this matter of New Testament worship.
那这里我们的主和撒玛利亚妇人有一段的谈话。
Here our Lord has a discussion with the Samaritan woman.
撒玛利亚妇人最熟悉的敬拜就是在撒玛利亚山上的敬拜。
And the Samaritan woman, she was most comfortable with the worship on the Mount of Samaria.
犹太人最熟悉的敬拜就是在耶路撒冷的敬拜。
And the Jews were more comfortable with their worship in Jerusalem.
但是我们的主在这里提到第三种的敬拜。
But our Lord here speaks of a third type of worship.
他说时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
He says here that you shall worship the Father no longer on this mountain nor on this other mountain.
然后主说你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道。
He says we worship what we know, you do not worship what you know.
那撒玛利亚人他们所拜的他们不知道。
What the Samaritans were worshiping, they did not know.
因为他们的神是假的。
Because their God was false.
但是犹太人所拜的他们知道，因为他们的神是真的。
But the Jewish people knew who they were worshiping because their God was true.
所以在这三种敬拜里面。
So among these three types of worship.
撒玛利亚的敬拜。
The Samaritan worship.
耶路撒冷的敬拜。
The Jerusalem worship.
新约的敬拜。
And the New Testament worship.
如果你比较撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷的敬拜。
If you had to compare the worship,The Samaritan worship and the Jerusalem worship.
一个敬拜是假的，一个敬拜是真的。
One worship is false, the other worship is true.
那现在我们把撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷敬拜当作一组的话。
So if we were to combine to the Samaritan worship and Jerusalem worship as one.
现在如果和新约的敬拜做个对比的话。
And if you want to compare it with the New Testament worship.
那我们主讲得很清楚了。
Then very clearly our Lord says.
时候将到，如今就是了。
An hour is coming and now is.
那现在要发生一件事情。
Now something is going to happen.
这件事情在从前没有发生过的。
This is something that did not happen before.
在这个以前，只有两种的敬拜，不是真的就是假的。
Before you only had two types of worship. If it wasn't true, then it was false.
那么新约的敬拜是怎么一回事呢
？So what is the New Testament worship?
只有到了新约的时候。
Only when you arrive at the New Testament.
那这个时候，真正拜父的用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Then true worshippers shall worship him in spirit and truth.
因为天上的父正在寻找这样的人来拜他。
Because the Heavenly Father is seeking those true worshippers.
然后我们的主继续说，神是个灵。所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Then our Lord continued to say that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
那么这个敬拜呢，就是新约的敬拜。
And this worship is New Testament worship.
那么这个敬拜和从前不同在哪里呢
？What is the difference between this worship and previous?
我们的主用了一句话是真正拜父的。
Our Lord used the word true worshipper.
那我们已经说过，
we said,
这个词在约翰用了好多次。
This word was used many times in the Gospel of John.
比方说，这个当约翰福音一章讲的主耶稣，那光是真光。
For example, in John chapter 1, when it speaks of light, it speaks of the true light.
不是说其他的光都是假的。
It doesn't mean that all other lights are false.
因为希腊原文那里有个特别的意思。
Because in the Greek, there's a special meaning.
约翰福音十五章主说我是真葡萄树。
John 15, the Lord said, I am the true vine.
那不是说其他的葡萄树是假的。
It doesn't mean that all the other vines are false.
因为这个希腊字不是真和假的对比，不是。
Because this Greek word is not a comparison between true or false.
那这个字是什么意思呢
？What does the meaning of this word?
意思就是说。他意思说，这个真的敬拜 给我们看见我们真的终于看找到了这敬拜的本体敬拜的真体或者敬拜的实体
So when this speaks of true worship, this true is referring to the reality, the real thing.
而这个乃是神心目中所要得到的敬拜
And this is what is God's heart, what the worship that he desires.
在这件事情没有可能以前没有发生以前
Before this thing even happened,
神已经在旧约教导预备他的百姓为做这个敬拜
God already taught his people towards to be able to worship this way
这好像什么呢
How is this like
这好像当我们小的时候我们不大懂得英文
It is like when we are children and we are infants and we don't know how to speak English
那个时候我们不大认字我们看不出我们不大认识这个字跟那个字
We can't tell the difference between one word to the other
如果你说 bird 我知道这个字很对我来讲很难
Maybe the word bird is very difficult for me
但如果现在我看电视
But now if I watch TV
那么现在我看有一个节目叫 Sesame Street 叫芝麻街
So now if I watch a show that's Sesame Street
那你看见那里有一个 big bird 有一个很大的鸟
Then you see in Sesame Street big bird
所以你看见这个 big bird 你知道哦你看这个图你就知道然后下面是 B-I-R 你知道这个字就叫 bird
So then when you see the big bird on TV, you see this picture, and under it says B-A-R-D, you know that's bird.
旧约里面很多的真理。
And in the Old Testament, there's many truths.
包括敬拜的这个真理。
Even the truth on worship.
神到一个时候。
God at one point.
神要有一个真实的敬拜。
He wants a true worship.
神为了这个敬拜。
And for this worship.
他付了很大的代价。
God paid a great price.
等一等你就知道。
You will notice later.
他的代价是怎样的代价。
You'll see what great price he paid.
所以神不知道地上来寻找罪人。
So God is not here seeking for sinners.
在这里圣经主明明告诉我们他在寻找真正敬拜他的。
Very clearly the scripture here says he is seeking true worshipers.
旧约找不到。
He can't find it in the Old Testament.
因为那个时候还没有准备好。
Because they were not ready at that time.
不过为着这个时候神在旧约的时候已经在那里给大家一点的教育给大家一点的帮助
But even in the Old Testament God gave him some help regarding worship
事情还没有来到
Even though the fact is not occurred
现在有一些影子有一些好像一个图画
Now you have some shadows you have some pictures
这些图画是来解释那些字的
And these pictures are to explain the words The Lord Jesus had not arrived yet.
但他们已经在那庆祝逾越节了。
But they already celebrated Passover.
那逾越节什么故事呢
？What is the story of Passover?
就告诉我们说以色列人他们怎样在法老底下。
It shows how the children of Israel were under Pharaoh.
就说就我们怎样在撒旦的权势底下。
Just like how we were under dominion of Satan.
结果你看见说朝法老怎么样都不让他们离开埃及。
And you saw how Pharaoh refused to let the children of Israel leave Egypt.
你看见我们没有得救以前，你看见撒旦怎样的控制我们。叫我们没有时间忙到一个地步都没有想到永生
Likewise before Satan would not let us go so we would not even think of the matter of eternity
但是神要来拯救我们
But God wants to save us
这有一个很好的消息
And we have good news
那么现在神怎么那么以法老怎么会让他们去呢
So how did Pharaoh let them go
我们知道最后在神借着摩西行了十个灾十个 ten
we know that in Moses there were 10 plagues
最后一个
at the very last plague
也是最重要的一个
the most important plague
这一次撒旦一定要放手了
now Satan had to open up his hand
所以在这个时候呢你的最后一个神迹是什么
remember at this last time what was the last plague
在那个晚上你记得吗
do you remember that evening
然后灭命的天使要经过每一个人的家里
So the angel was going to cross over every house.
所有在埃及地，他每一个门都要经过的。
He was going to go over every single door in Egypt.
如果他看见门上面没有血，门楣和门框上没有血的话
，If he noticed that there was no blood on the doorpost,
那里面的长子一定要被击杀。
Then the firstborn in that family would be killed.
只要在埃及，每个长子都需要击杀。
As long as you're in Egypt, all the firstborn would be killed.
但如果看见上面有门楣上有血，结果神就越过去。
But if there was a blood on the doorpost, then he would pass over.
然后我们才知道，原来正月十四号。
Then we know the 14th day of the first month.
有一只的羊已经预备好了。
There was a lamb that was prepared.
他要把它绑在木头上。
That he was tied to a wood.
他前面两个腿绑在木头上，后面两个腿也绑在木头上。
His front feet and the back feet were both tied up.
然后我们知道每一家羔羊都被宰杀。
And then all the families killed that lamb.
这些羔羊，这些羔羊，经过四天的检查，找不出一点的毛病和瑕疵来。
And these lambs went through 4 days of inspection, and no blemish or specks were found on them.
那现在到了正月十四号。
Now on the day 14 of the first month.
结果你看见 每一家都宰了逾越节的羔羊。
Then all the families had the slain the.
然后把那个血就抹在门楣和门框。
And that blood was put on the doorpost.
神一看见就越过去。
And when God saw it, He passed over.
弟兄姊妹，为什么有逾越节？
Brothers and sisters, why is there Passover?
这些不过是影儿。
These are but shadows.
这个不过是图画。
These are but pictures.
告诉我们是有一天，有一件真的事情要发生。
It tells us that one day something real will happen.
就在正月十四号那天。
On January 14th,
当以色列家家户户在那要庆祝逾越节羔羊的时候。
When all of them are there to celebrate the lamb.
他们从中午十二点到下午三点钟，他们到圣殿去排队，要去领那个逾越节的羔羊。
So they went to the temple.Between noon and three to receive the lamb.
就在那个时候，主耶稣在十字架上喊说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？”
It was at that time that on the cross Jesus cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
现在约翰亲眼看见神的羔羊为我们挂在十字架。
Now John saw with his own eyes the Lamb of God being slain on the cross.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这个羊是真的。
This lamb is real.
不是其他羊是假的，不是。
It's not that all the other lambs were fake.
你知道神最终要借着他的儿子来拯救我们。
At the very end, God was to use His Son to save us.
那从前不过是教育以色列人。
Before He was just teaching the children of Israel.
告诉人说人的罪要怎么得到解决。
Showing them how the problem of sin was to be resolved.
结果到了有一天。
But one day.
你看主耶稣进到耶路撒冷的时候。
When Jesus entered Jerusalem.
那刚好他钉十字架以前四天。
That was 4 days before His crucifixion.
然后你看见大家。都用放大镜来找他的问题。
And everybody using magnifying glasses was trying to find problems on.
到了最后，比拉多怎么说呢
？And at the end, what did Pilate say?
他说我查不出这个人有什么罪。
He says, I cannot find any sin in this man.
所以这证明什么
？What does this mean?
这个羔羊乃是没有瑕疵的羔羊。
That this lamb was without blemish or spot.
结果就在正月十四号那天
，And day 14th of the fourth month,
为我们钉在十字架。
He was nailed for us on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，看
呐，
神的羔羊。
Behold, the Lamb of God.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
旧约不知道有多少的羔羊
There are so many lambs in the Old Testament.
那些不过是影
But they were all shadows.
借着这些图画
And through these pictures,
我们能够明白神真实的救
We can understand His true salvation.
现在我们懂了
Now we know.
主耶稣怎样在十字架上是真的羔羊
How our Lord was the true Lamb on that cross.
他也是真的光
He is also the true light.
他也是真的葡萄树。
He is also the true vine.
那现在问题在这里。
Here's the problem.
他要我们敬拜他。
He wants us to worship him.
真正的敬拜。
True worship.
在旧约。
In the Old Testament.
神找不到这样的。
God could not find those worshipers.
神好不容易找到犹太人。
He finally was able to find the Jewish people.
他们相信的神是真的。
They believed in the true God.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
神说这是影子。
God said this is all shadow.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
旧约所有的罪。
In the Old Testament, all the sins.
你知道 atonement 这个字啊，就是救赎，在旧约 atonement 这个字，赎罪这个字。
The word atonement.
那个原文是遮盖的意思。
The original meaning means covering.
你看人一犯了罪就想遮盖。
So once man sins, they want to cover it.
你看见亚当这个犯了罪就想用这个什么用无花果树叶来遮盖自己的罪。
When Adam sinned, he wanted to cover his shame with the fig tree leaf.
那现在神找了个办法。
Now God found a way.
那么怎么样能够遮盖
？How can he cover?
所以旧约的时候。
And the old testament.
为什么献牛献羊呢
？Why would they sacrifice animals?
那牛和羊的血。
The blood of these animals.
乃是预表，乃是告诉我们有一天主耶稣要为我们献在十字架流血。
Shows us that one day our Lord was going to shed His blood on the cross.
但别忘记啊。
But don't forget.
在旧约的时候。
In the Old Testament.
那你的罪怎么办呢
？What's going to happen to your sin?
你的罪一定要遮盖，神看不见才可以。
Your sin has to be covered so God can't see it.
所以旧约的牛和羊。
So in the Old Testament, the animals.
它的血是叫神看不见那个罪。
Their blood was to, so that God could not see their sin.
罪被遮盖了。
Their sin was covered.
罪还在那里。
But the sin was still there.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
有一天约翰他听见他的老师施洗约翰说看哪、啊、神的羔羊。
One day we heard John the Baptist say, Behold the Lamb of God.
遮盖世人罪孽。
Who covers the sins of the world.
圣经有没有这样说不是。
Did the Bible say that? No.
是除去世人罪。
It says to take away the sin of the world.
就连所有羔羊这个所遮盖的那个通通遮还在那里但是现在除去世人的罪。
Everything in the Old Testament which was originally covered now is being taken away.
耶稣是真的羔羊。
Because our Lord is the true Lamb.
他的血。
His blood
能做一件事是旧约牛和羊做不到的
can do a work that the blood of animals could not do in the Old Testament.
感谢神
Thank you, Lord.
现在我们的神主是借除去我们的罪
Now our Lord takes away our sins.
神好像把我们的罪丢到太平洋里
It's as if he threw away all our sins into the Pacific. God says, I can't even remember. Isn't that a sinner? He's in front of me, yet he's a righteous man. How can we be righteous? Because of the blood of the Lamb. Brothers and sisters, now you understand. That is why he said true worship.
那么好了你知道犹太人的敬拜比外邦人敬拜好太多了
We know that the Jewish worship was so much better than the Gentile worship
他们的敬拜是真的
Their worship was true
敬拜神是真的
Because they worshiped the true God
但是有一个遗憾有一个可惜的有一个可惜的地方
But there was a sad
pity.
point
It's a pity
There was a pitiful point
原因在哪里呢
Why?
就是因为他们的敬拜是婴儿的敬拜
Because their worship is a shadow worship
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
他们怎么敬拜呢
How do they worship?
他们一定要到山上去
They have to go onto the mountain
到摩利亚山上
Go onto Mount Moriah
那里有一座的圣殿
And there's a temple there
那么圣殿的外面是个外院
And outside of the temple there's an outer court
然后呢到了圣所
And you go into the holy place
然后到了至圣所
And the holy of holies
那么圣所跟至圣所之间还有一个幔子
And between the holy place and the holy of holies there was a veil
那为什么旧约这样做呢
Why was it happening in the Old Testament this way?
因为告诉我们时候将到
Because it says the hour is coming
有一天
One day
因着主耶稣的血
Because of the blood of our Lord Jesus
我们就坦然无惧地来到神的面前
We can come boldly with confidence before his presence
那旧约呢
What about the Old Testament?
怎么办呢
What do you do?
当还没有来到以前
Before it arrived
主耶稣还没有钉十字架以前
Before Jesus was crucified
你看在旧约神就预备以色列的百姓
In the Old Testament God was preparing the children of Israel
神也借着他们教育所有地上的万民
And God was through the children of Israel was able to teach and educate all the rest of the people
为什么有外院有圣所有至圣所
Why do you have the outer court the holy place and holy of holies
外院有什么东西呢
What's in the outer court
有祭坛
You have the altar
为什么有祭坛呢
Why do you have an altar
因为我们犯罪了
Because we sinned
你怎么能来到神的面前呢
How can you come before God's presence
没有一个人能来到神的面前的不可能的
Nobody can come before God's presence
罪叫我们离开神不知道有多远
Because sin separates us so much farther from God
但是你有没有可能来到神面前呢
Is it possible to come before God
可以的
Yes.
神要求就是血
But God wants blood.
所以你希伯来王怎么说若不流血罪就不得赦免
In Hebrews it said that there is no shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
所以感谢神
Thank God.
你看见吗现在如果你要亲近神的话
If you are to draw nigh to God,
第一关你一定要经过的
You have to pass the first stage.
那这个关这个 Christ, 这个第一个关口第一个 station 是什么
station
就什么就是祭坛
is the altar.
没有祭坛你不可能来到神的面前
If there is no altar you cannot come before God
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
那个羔羊的血都是影子
The blood of the lamb is the blood shadow
这个祭坛也是影子
And the altar is also a shadow
那真正的祭坛是什么
What is the true altar
十字架
The cross
所以主耶稣在十字架上为我们流血
Our Lord Jesus shed his blood on the cross
所以如果你要亲近神的话
If you are to draw nigh to God
弟兄姊妹第一关你一定要经过十字架
The first station you need to pass is the cross
如果不是主耶稣为我们钉在十字架
If our Lord Jesus was not crucified for us
我们不可能来到他的面前
It is impossible for us to arrive before him
所以然后等一等你就来到了圣所
And then you arrive at the holy place
现在我们要问
Now we ask
到了圣所就不同了
It's different at the holy place
你看到了圣所有光照对不对
In the holy place you have light
那个光是从 candy 从那个什么从 lampstand 从那个 lampstand 从那个金灯台来的
And that light came from the lampstand
那么那个从油来的
It came from that oil
所以现在你看见当你亲近神的时候
As you draw nigh to God
你看圣灵就光照我们
You see the Holy Spirit enlightening
那不光这样
Not only that
那个陈设饼的桌子
Now the table of showbread
还有呢还有金香坛
And then you have the altar of incense
那这里面有很多的故事我们没有时间去说
There are many different stories here we cannot speak
那离你很靠近了是不是
But you're drawing close to God right
你看见金香坛代表我们的祷告 告。
The altar of incense speaks of our prayer.
你看见说那个陈设饼乃是指着在神面前的供应。
And the table of showbread shows of what God gives us.
然后光来光照我们。
And the light enlightens us.
你看见好不好呢？
Isn't this good?
现在你不在外院了。
No longer in the outer court.
你到了圣所了。
You are now in the holy place.
现在你怎么说呢？
What do you say?
你要说神的同在就是隔壁。
You say, well, now the presence of God is my neighbor.
你想想看。如果今天有祭司能够到了圣所
Think about it, if a priest can go into the holy place
他想想神给他何等的恩典和尊荣
He says, wow, this is such great grace that we
can be 全世界有多少人能像我这样能站在圣所里
How many people in this world can actually stand in the holy place like me
他们轮流轮班要抽签的你看见吗
And they also, they they draw lots to be able to decide who to go there
所以你知道说这是他们最尊荣你看现在他们来到圣所神的同在就在旁边了
This is the most glorious thing for them because God's presence is right beside them.
你想想看，他们是不是很兴奋呢？
Aren't they excited?
那么神的在的地方不就是天堂吗？
Isn't where God is heaven?
所以现在有没有一个人比他们离靠近天堂更近呢？
So is there anybody else who is closer to heaven than they?
他们能献上祷告。
They can pray.
他们能得着神话语的供应。
They can gain the sustenance of God's word.
他们有圣灵光照他们。
And they have the Holy Spirit enlightening them.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother, sister,
你看看圣灵。用这个东西来告诉我们
The Holy Spirit uses this to show us
原来圣殿乃是指明我们怎么样能来到神能亲近神
That the temple shows us how we can draw nigh unto God
罪叫我们远离神
The sin makes us distant from God
是十字架的工作
But because of the work of the cross
要叫我们来亲近他
We can draw nigh unto Him
终于来到了圣所
So finally we're at the holy place
但是你知道说
But you know
圣所跟居所有一个幔子很厚很厚
There's a very thick veil separating the holy place and the holy of holies.
没有人能进到圣所里。
Nobody can enter the holy of holies.
因为神的荣耀在哪里
Because God's glory is in.
没有人敢进去。
Nobody dares enter.
所以那个时候呢
At that time,
在以色列那么多人里面
Among all the children of Israel,
有一个人
Only one person,
就是大祭司
The high priest,
还是带着血
And with blood,
来到
He can enter before God's presence.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是一件很严肃很严肃的事
This is a very serious matter.
罪人怎么能来到神里面
How can a sinner come before God?
我们是罪人大祭司也是罪人
We're a sinner, the high priest is also a sinner.
他凭着什么能够到那里能站在神的面前
Based on what can he stand before God?
你看他也是带着血进去
But he brought blood also.
然后呢这个血要弹在那个施恩座上
And this blood had to be sprinkled on the mercy seat.
那么你听我的记得这就是为什么一年一次
So once every year
那你看不是所有以色列人都去啊
Not all people of Israel could go in
但以色列人说我们终于来到神面前
The children of Israel said we're finally before God
到底真的假的
Is this true or false
当然真的
Of course it's true
我们终于来到神的面前
We are finally before God
大祭司代表你去的
But it's the high priest who represents you
你自己没有去啊
You personally did not go
大祭司有没有把握一点把握都没有啊
Was the high priest confident? No
所以你知道他们就很紧张啊
They're very nervous
万一大祭司来到神面前被击杀了怎么办
If the high priest were to be slain before God
他忽然间心脏病发作了怎么办
What if he suddenly had a heart attack
那现在有没有人可以进去把他拉出来啊
Can anybody go in to take him out
有可能对不对
No they're not allowed
只有大祭司可以进去第二个都进不去
Only the high priest could go in nobody else can go in
所以如果大祭司来到身边忽然间 heart attack
If the high priest suddenly had a heart attack
那么怎么办一倒下去你怎么把他拉出来呢
How are you going to go and take him out of the Holy of Holies
记不记得旧约圣经里面
Do you remember what the Old Testament said
那个祭司的那个袍子下面有铃铛的
At the bottom of the robe of the priest there was these belts
所以你要等到祭司一进到圣所至圣所的时候
As soon as he enters the Holy of Holies
你看很多人用耳朵了
Many people using their ears
如果听见叮叮当当他还活着
If they hear the sound of the bells that means he's still alive
如果没有就很紧张了
If you don't hear those bells they get nervous
所以听说啊这个大祭司进到至圣所的时候
We heard that once the high priest went into the Holy of Holies
有一根绳子一直连着他的脚
There was a piece of rope that was attached
万一他忽然间心脏病发作如果被神击杀的话
In case he had a heart attack or slain by God
你不能进去
you can't go in
但你可以绳子把它拉出来
but you can pull him with that rope
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister
这是旧约的故事
this is the story of the Old Testament
这是影子的故事、啊、
this is the story of a shadow
但是不要忘记、啊、
don't forget
这对我们来讲很重要的故事、啊、
for us it's a very important story
因为告诉我们将来有些真的事情要发生的、
啊、because it tells us in the future something real will happen
所以弟兄姊妹
brother and sister
这是旧约、啊、
this is the Old Testament
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 当你看见旧约这样的敬拜的时候
when you see the worship of the Old Testament,
你不是叹一口气吗
don't you just sigh?
好是很好只有一个人去的
Yes, it is great, but only one person can enter.
还有一件事
Another thing.
圣所跟至圣所的幔子永远在那里的
And between the holy place and the holy holies, that veil was always there.
但是感谢神
But thank God.
现在大家懂吗
Now you understand.
旧约你要来到神面前来敬拜
In the Old Testament, when you wanted to worship,
他们每年三次到耶路撒冷去敬拜
Each year, three times, they went to Jerusalem to worship.
他们是 pilgrim, 他们是朝圣的客人
They were just like pilgrims.
他们要来敬拜神
They wanted to come worship God.
他们都准备好来到神的面前
They are prepared to be before God.
感谢弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
每一年他们都叹一口气
Every year they sighed.
这些真是好
This is so good.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
这个不过是影子
It is but a shadow.
所以他们在等什么
What are they waiting for?
他们等待有一天真的就来到
They are waiting for the reality to arrive.
所以难道他们不渴他们当然渴
No wonder they are thirsty.
他们每年都在那里过祝棚节
Every time they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
结果到最后的一天
And the very last day.
主耶稣怎么说
What did the Lord say?
人若渴了可以到我这里来喝
If any man thirsts, he can come to me and drink.
为什么渴
Why are they thirsty?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
他们敬拜不成
They worship truth.
那是隐而的敬拜
But it is a shadow worship.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
心中怎么能不痛苦呢
How can the heart not be grieved?
你看见经过这么长的日子
Through so many years.
每一年三次都到了耶路撒冷
Every year they go thrice to Jerusalem.
神在各地
And God is on the neighbor.
神好像在天边一样
It's as if he is at the edge of heaven.
一面很近一面他又是很远
On one hand he is close, on the other hand he is far away.
你感觉很远我就绝望了
If you are far away, then I lose all hope.
我不会渴的
I will not thirst.
我已经到了隔壁了
But I've already arrived at the neighbor.
结果我还是敬拜不到他
But I still cannot meet him.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗这不是心中的痛苦吗
Isn't this grieving of the heart?
所以这个时候主耶稣站起来说
So now Jesus rose up and said,
人若渴了
If any man thirsts,
可以到我这里来
He can come to me and drink.
你们本来以为在梦里面才能来到神面前
You thought only in dreams can you come before God.
现在我告诉你们好消息
Now I give you some good news.
好消息是什么
What is the good news?
现在你们可以有真实的敬拜
Now you can have true worship.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是为什么我们的主和撒玛利亚夫人讲到真正的敬拜
That is why our Lord spoke to the Samaritan woman on this matter of true worship.
现在很清楚了
Now it's clear.
旧约的敬拜不过是影儿
The Old Testament worship is but a shadow.
等到实体来到了
When the reality arrives
你梦实现了
The dream is it happens
你还一天还在做梦吗
Are you still dreaming?
已经是都是很实在了
Now it's reality
你看你做梦和某一个人走到地毯那一端去
If you are dreaming of going from going
from 结婚嘛你
if you are dreaming of getting married
那么好了你现在终于已经度完蜜月了
and even after your honeymoon
你不要再做梦了
you don't no longer have to dream
白马王子就在你前面了嘛
Prince Charming is right before you
所以弟兄姊妹你做梦的时候你会渴
when you dream you thirst
等到你现在做完度完蜜你看见真实了弟兄姊妹你看见你当然满足了
but after your honeymoon then you have the reality now you're satisfied
所以有的时候你想象不到怎么会这么好啊
Many times you just can't think how good it is.
所以你要捏捏自己的手，到底我在做梦还真的。
Many times you have to pinch yourself to see whether you're dreaming or not.
弟兄姊妹，在新约的敬拜都是真的。
In the New Testament, all the worship is true.
但是我们要问
，But we have to ask.
这个敬拜是什么样的敬拜
？What kind of worship is this?
所以这就是约翰，我们的主借着约翰要让我们明白的。
So that is what our Lord wants to use through John.
到底什么叫做真正的敬拜
？What is true worship?
现在很清楚了。
Now that is clear.
旧约的敬拜不是虚假的。
The Old Testament worship is not false.
不过是隐而的。
But it is a shadow.
很清楚，为什么
？Why?
因为旧约的时候，人的灵是死的。
In the Old Testament, the spirit of man is dead.
人的眼睛是瞎的。
His eyes are blind.
本来人的眼睛可以看见神，现在看不见。
Before man could see God, now they can't.
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget.
并不是说所有的灵都失去它的功能。
It doesn't mean that the whole spirit loses its function.
圣经，你讲良心就是灵的一部分，那个良心还在。
We know that conscience is still existing.
好像一个人瞎了眼睛。
After somebody gets blinded,
他是不是就不能过马路的呢
？Does it mean he can't cross the road?
他就过马路。
He can still cross the road.
他可以听，可以摸。
He can listen, he can touch.
所以你看导盲犬还可以带着他走。
And through that rod, he can still go.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother sister,
你说这个瞎眼的过马路。好不好呢
Is it okay for the blind to cross the road?
当然很好啊
It's very good.
虽然眼睛看不见，他仍旧还可以过，还可以过日子。
Even though he is blind, he can still live his life.
但有两个可能了
But there's two possibilities.
一个可能就是他过马路过错了
One possibility is he crosses the wrong road.
还有一个他真的对了。
And the other possibility is he crosses correctly.
但是遗憾在什么地方 ？Regret 在什么地方
？Well, what's the biggest regret?
很原因在呢，就是他是瞎眼的嘛。
But he is blind.
这个是在影子里面过马路的。
He is crossing the road in a shadow.
如果有一天
，If one day
有一个医生开了他的眼
，If the doctor opens up his eyes，
他同样过那个马路。
And he again crosses the same road.
同样过马路。
Crossing that same road.
现在有三种的过马路。
Now you have three different types of crossing.
一种根本过错了。
One you cross incorrectly.
还有一个是对的。
One is you cross correctly.
那就是犹太的敬拜。
And that is the Jewish worship.
那就是耶路撒冷的敬拜。
That is the worship in Jerusalem.
错了，那是撒玛利亚的敬拜。
And the wrong worship is the Samaritan worship.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果一个眼睛瞎眼的看见了
，if a blind were to see，
他同样过这个路
，and he crosses the same road，
他不是觉得对这个路很清楚吗
？Isn't this road very clear？
这个世界很真实。
This world is so real.
这个感觉是个真实的感觉。
And this feeling is a real feeling.
弟兄姊妹，现在你懂吗？
Now you
understand. 我们的主在这里讲的真实的敬拜。
Our Lord here speaking of true worship.
讲的新约的敬拜。
Speaking of New Testament worship.
这样的敬拜。
Is this type of worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真是有福的。
We are so blessed.
你看，因着我们的主为我们完成了救赎。
Because our Lord accomplished the work of redemption.
我们蒙了何等的恩典。
We have been recipients of grace.
主开我们的眼睛。
When the Lord opens our eyes.
给我们看见的时候。
He shows us.
那现在。等到实体来到了
when the reality arrives,
真正的敬拜来了
when the true worship arrives,
新约的敬拜来了
the New Testament worship arrives,
那个旧约的敬拜可以消失
the Old Testament worship can go away,
其他的敬拜都可以消失
all the other worships can disappear,
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
因着这个原因
for this reason,
你看见说到了新约的时候
in the New Testament,
我们所有的故事都是圣灵在我们灵里面的故事
All of the stories are the stories of the Holy Spirit in our spirit.
所有的故事都是里面的故事。
All the stories are stories from inside.
所有旧约的敬拜都是外面的敬拜。
All the Old Testament worship is outward.
一年要三次到耶路撒冷去。
To go three times to Jerusalem every year.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
但是那个敬拜那是婴儿的。
That worship is a shadow worship.
所以可见神的心意没有达到。
So God's heart's desire has not been fulfilled yet.
神的梦没有实现。
His dream hasn't been fulfilled.
等到神的梦实现的时候
Once his dream is fulfilled,
他不光找到罪人
Not only will he find sinners,
叫他们能够蒙恩得救
So that they can be saved.
而且能够把一个罪人一个背叛的人能够改变成一个真正敬拜的人
But he can change a sinner, a rebellious one, into a true worshiper.
你看见这不是这不是神的救恩吗
Isn't this God's salvation?
你看这不是主在我们身上所要做的工作吗
Isn't this what the Lord wants to do in our lives?
所以主就用这个来告诉我们
So the Lord used this to tell us
旧约的敬拜是好的
The Old Testament worship is good
是对的
It's correct
所敬拜的神的对象是真的
They worship a true God
但是遗憾的可惜的就是它是个影子的敬拜
But the regret is that it is a shadow worship
那现在我们要问
Now we ask
那真是什么
What is the reality?
如果那个圣殿是个影子的圣殿
If that temple were just a shadow
那我们要问
Yes
真实的圣殿在哪里
Where is the true temple?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
像我们的主告诉我们时候将到如今就是
Our Lord said an hour is coming and now is
在那个以前
Before that time
你就有影儿的圣殿
You just had a shadow temple
但是你好像看不见个真实的圣殿
It's as if you can't see a real temple
那么真实的圣殿在哪里
Where is the real temple?
感谢主
Thanks the Lord
我们不是说过吗
Didn't we mention this?
你怎么知道这是外面
How do you know it's the outer court?
因为这里有一个祭坛对不对
Because it had an altar、correct?
你不能够所有的地方都叫外院不可能的
You cannot call every place an outer court
不可能的
It's impossible
这个外院是圣殿里面最外面的部分
The outer court is the outermost part of the temple
那你要问什么时候祭坛盖起来了
So whenever the altar is built
然后外院就在了
Then you have the existence of the outer court
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
请我们记得
Let us remember
我们的地球
Our globe
我们的 planet
Our planet
实在说来从人的角度来看只是一个 planet
A man's view is but a planet
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
自从我们的主为我们钉十字架的时候
Ever since our Lord was crucified for us
整个地球就变成了外面
The entire planet is now an outer court
从来没有发生过
Before this has never happened
我们的主在地上为我们钉在十字架
When our Lord on earth was crucified for us
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在你知道整个的地球就变成了那个大的外院
Now this entire planet is the outer court
神的宝座在哪里
Where is God's throne
神的宝座在哪里
Where is his throne
神的至圣所就在哪里
Where his throne is, that is where the Holy of Holies is.
为什么现在你清楚了
Now you understand.
整个宇宙现在是一个大的圣殿
And the whole universe is now the temple.
不要忘记啊
圣殿是圣所圣至圣所，圣所是外院圣所至圣所才叫圣殿呢。
In the temple, you have to have the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies.
所以时候将到，如今就是了。
And hour is coming, and now is.
在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament,
弟兄姊妹，虽然地上有圣殿，物质的圣殿
，Even though on the earth you had the material, the building,
但在宇宙里没有真正的外院。
But in the universe, there was no true outer court.
真正的外院是根据真正的祭坛。
The true outer court is according to the true altar.
真正的祭坛是十字架。
And the true altar is the cross.
所以两千年前，我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
So 2,000 years ago, when our Lord was crucified,
你知道宇宙产生了很大的变化吗
？Then in the universe, there's a huge change.
地球虽然那么小
，Even though the planet is so small,
对人来说根本不值钱的
，It's worthless to man.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget,
你要记得整个的地球好像外院一样。
The entire planet is like an outer court.
我们的神就坐在就在宝座上
and our God sits on the throne
那个当然就是至圣所
and that is the holy of holies
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers,
你明白吗
do you understand
当我们的主钉十字架以后
after our Lord was crucified
为我们从死里复活
when he resurrected from the dead
然后他升天了
and he ascended to heaven
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
什么叫升天
what is ascension
升天就是来到了至圣所
it means to arrive at the holy of holies
不要忘记
but don't forget
什么叫升天
what is ascension
升天告诉我们这里有个大祭司
it shows us we have a high priest
他从哪里出发呢
Where did he begin?
从外院出发的
He began from the outer court
然后到圣所
And he went to the holy place
然后到至圣所
And to the holy of holies
你说这个圣经有这样的记载吗
Is there this description in the Bible?
有这样的记载
Of course there is
你去读整本的启示录
Read the whole book of Revelation
前面三章告诉你什么
The first three chapters tell
you 我们的主在大祭司在圣所里面
Our Lord, our High Priest is in the Holy Place.
所以这里不是有灯台吗
So now you have the golden lampstand.
但是弟兄姊妹，到了第四章、第五章的时候
In chapter 4 and 5,
来到了神的宝座
You come before God's throne.
那不是至圣所吗
Isn't that the Holy of Holies?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你懂吗
Now you understand.
当约翰在那里看见主耶稣被接到云被云彩接到天上去的时候
When John saw the Lord being captured up, ascended into the cloud,
他看见我们的主到了云端就不见了
He saw him pass the clouds and he was gone
他不能再跟随他
he no longer could follow him
你看见主升天以后
after the Lord ascended
大概是60年到70年他写启示录的
60 to 70 years later he wrote Revelation
在约翰心里面一直有一个问题解不开
in John's heart there was always a problem that he cannot solve
他知道我们的主已经到了荣耀
he knew our Lord already entered glory
根据但以理书
according to Daniel
根据彼得的见证
according to Peter's testimony
我们的主已经升到天上
our Lord already ascended into heaven
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters
他巴不得能知道我们的主怎么
He desired so much to know how the Lord ascended.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
就
是这个缘故。当你读启示录的时候
，When you read Revelation，
许多人读来读去读七个印、七个号、七个丸，还有这些东西。
Many people read the seven seals, the seven trumpets, the seven bowls.
但对约翰来讲
，But for God, for John，
在这个整本的启示录里面
，The whole book of Revelation，
他多次提到云，内座的云。
He mentioned so many times the clouds.
弟兄姊妹，为什么
？Why？
他每次想到那种人
Every time he thinks about those clouds
他就知道说我们的主被接走了
He is reminded of how our Lord was taken up
从那天开始再也看不见
And from that day on he can no longer see it
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
他想知道云的外面是怎么回事
He wants to see what's beyond the clouds
他想知道主升天以后怎么回事
He wants to know what happens after the Lord ascends
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
约翰是躺在主怀里
John is at the bosom of the
60年
of the Lord
70年
60, 70 years later.
经过了六十个春天、秋天、七十个的春天和秋天
Through 60 and 70 seasons that he's passed.
他仍旧跟随主
He still continues to follow the Lord.
但是主的升天对他还是个谜
But the ascension is still a mystery to him.
他只知道说我们的主到了云彩，云彩被接走
He only knows that our Lord arrived at the clouds, and after the clouds, he was gone.
弟兄姊妹，因着一直因着约翰是爱我们的主
Because John loved our Lord.
多少年的思念。
So many years of thinking about
it. 他想知道到底云的外面怎么回事。
He wants to know what's beyond the clouds.
感谢主。
Brothers and sisters.
到了巴莫海岛的时候。
At the island of Patmos.
主终于把那个迷终于把那个幔子把它解开。
The Lord finally opened up the veil.
所以他约翰启示录第一句话耶稣基督的启示。
So in the first phrase in the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在云的这一端。
At this side of the cloud.
是约翰福音。
Is the Gospel of John.
在云的那一端
Beyond the clouds
是启示录
is Revelation.
这一端他知道
This side he understood.
他当初第一个跟随主。
He was the first one to follow Jesus.
主耶稣钉十字架也在那里。
He was there at the foot when Jesus was crucified.
他一直跟主耶稣到了耶路撒冷。
He followed Jesus or Christ all the way until the clouds.
现在他不知道了。
After that, he knows nothing.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
他巴不得能够得到启示。
He desires to have that revelation.
结果等到他在巴摩海岛，他被充军被 exiled.
So after being exiled to the island of Patmos,
感谢神
brothers and sisters,
神乐意把那个不满解开了。
Our Lord was glad to be able to open up that veil.
弟兄姊妹，现在感谢主。
Now thank the Lord.
约翰想知道云的那端怎么回事。
John wants to know what happened beyond the cloud.
弟兄姊妹，从这个从这里升到云端。
From here, ascending all the way to the cloud.
我们只知道大祭司离开了外面。
We just know that the high priest left the outer court.
其他不知道。
The rest we don't know what happened.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当你读整本启示录。
When you read the whole book of Revelation.
前面的三章。
The first three chapters.
你看见他在哪里。
You see where he is.
他在圣所。
He is in the holy place.
到了第四章。
In chapter 4.
第五章
Chapter 5
你看见他来到了至圣所
You see he's arrived at the Holy of Holies
所以圣经告诉我们说被杀的羔羊好像刚刚被杀过
The Bible tells that the lamb that was slain was seems as if he was just slain
为什么是被杀的羔羊呢
Why is it the lamb that was slain?
天上有个被杀的羔羊
In the heavens there's a lamb that was slain
这羔羊在哪里杀的呢
And where was this lamb slain?
在地上的祭坛杀的
He was slain on the altar on the earth
所以天跟地连在一起你懂吗
So now heaven and earth are connected
现在你明白为什么
Why?
现在整个变成圣殿了。
Now this whole is now the whole is the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见现在我们的主升天什么意思呢
？What does the ascension of our Lord mean?
他是从外院就来到了圣所。
He went from the outer court to the holy place.
然后来到了至圣所。
Until the holy of holies.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在大家懂吗
？Now do you understand?
当你读到第五章的时候
，When you read chapter 5，
稀奇。
It's quite amazing.
圣经告诉我们谁配得展开那个书卷呢
What did the Bible say? Who was worthy of opening up the scroll?
没有人，没有人，天上、地上、地底下没有人。
Nobody was worthy of opening up the scroll.
这个是宇宙的故事，你看见吗
That is the story of the universe.
结果他找到答案了。
And then he found the answer.
只有羔羊配展开那个书卷。
Only the Lamb of God was worthy of opening.
然后圣经告诉我们在宝座，在至圣所。
And then before the throne, in the Holy of Holies.
有羔羊站立。
You have the Lamb of God standing
好像刚刚被杀过的
as if he was just slain.
那么然后呢你看见现在有七个灵奉差遣往普天下去
And then you have seven spirits of God sent out to the whole world.
这是告诉我们就是彼得所说的
This is what Peter told us.
他就是父神那里就接受了领过来了圣灵
and from the Father he receives the Spirit
然后再去浇灌下去
and then it was outpoured
所以这是五旬节的故事
this is the story of Pentecost
很清楚很清楚的
very very clear
那不光这样
but not only that
如果你读诗篇第二篇的话
if you read Psalm 2
yeah, 或者根据但其实根据彼得的话很清楚
or according to Peter it's very clear
神已经立他为主为基督
God has already made him Christ and Lord
所以弟兄姊妹
brother and sister
他就来到神的面前
so before God
就领过那个书卷
he receivedLeave the scroll.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand?
这个就给整个的这个整个的情形，就给我们看见我们的主得着荣耀了。
This whole situation shows that our Lord has been glorified.
神立他为主为基督。
God made him Christ and Lord.
现在清楚吗
？Understand?
因为这个缘故
，for this reason，
现在他就从神的手里，就是从宝座的右手就拿了这个书卷。
And so he took hold of the scroll.
因为只有配他，只有他配得展开那个书卷。
Because only he was worthy of opening up the scroll.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
因为他是基督
because he is Christ,
神立他为基督
God made him Christ,
所以他从父那里就接过圣灵然后就把那个浇灌下来了
So from the Father he received the Holy Spirit and then it was outpoured.
这是五旬节的故事
That is the story of the
Pentecost. 但是另外一方面
But on the other side,
你怎么知道神立他为主为基督
How do you know God made him Christ and Lord?
因为神告诉他说他要把地基赐给我们的赐给我们的主做田产
Because our God said that He was going to give the whole,
title deeds 给他
that will give the whole title deeds to Him.
所以整个的地都是属于我们的。
So the whole earth is His.
为什么
？Why?
因为他用时时时刻了，好像耶利米一样买了这块的地。
Because just like Jeremiah, He bought this land.
谁配得展开那个书卷
？Who was worthy of opening up the scroll?
耶利米花了时时时刻了买了一块地。
Jeremiah used 70 shekels to buy this land.
所以你要问谁？花了十几十克了买那块地。
Who bought this land with 70 shekels?
主耶稣第十四天为我们钉在十字架上。
On the 14th day our Lord was crucified.
三天以后从死里复活。
Three days later he was resurrected.
只有他为我们付了十七舍克勒。
Only he paid the 17 shekels.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
当然只有他配展开那个书。
Only he is worthy of opening the scroll.
现在请我们记得。
Let us remember.
等到这个羔羊从父神那里领过这个拿了书卷的时候。
When the Lamb of God received that book from the Father.
圣经告诉我们四活物和二十四位长老就匍匐在羔羊面前各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉这香就是众圣徒的祈祷他们就开始唱新歌。
Then we saw that the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are prayers of the saints.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
你看这个景象从前没有的。
Before you never saw this.
第五章的景象是第四章没有的。
Chapter 5's condition you never saw in chapter 4.
第四章有四活物有二十四位长老。
In chapter 4 you have the four living creatures and the 24 elders.
他们也有赞美。
They also worship.
但是那个、
They also pray.
但是那个赞美乃是对创造者对于创造者的赞美。
But that praise was of the created beings to the creator.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
现在那个敬拜是什么样的敬拜呢
？What kind of worship is that?
敬拜不是因为我们是被创造的，所以我们敬拜高高那位创造我们的。
The worship is because we were created, so we're worshiping the creator.
现在四活物和二十四位长老，结果他们就匍匐在羔羊面前，这是什么？这是敬拜，你看见吗
？So the 24 elders of the four beings they bow down before him. That is worship.
这是新约的敬拜。
That is New Testament worship.
你看那个圣殿终于。出现了
That temple has finally arrived.
因为什么？因为我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
Because our Lord was crucified on the cross.
他升天，他来到至圣所。
He ascended to the heavens to the Holy of Holies.
不要忘记，他是从外院来的。
But don't forget, he came from the outer court.
因为他在地上为我们钉在十字架上。
Because he was crucified for us on the cross.
所以等到完成了我们的主完成了这些工作以后
，So after our Lord accomplished his work,
你看见这四活物和二十四位长老就匍匐在羔羊面前，就那唱新歌。
And we know that the 24 elders and the four living beings bowed down and sang a new song.
然后圣经告诉我们，周围还有千千万万的天使。
And then the Bible tells us that they were surrounded by myriads of angels.
他们就唱起副歌来了。
And they sang a song.
The chorus.
They sang a chorus.
所以他们说，曾被杀的羔羊是配着。
Creatures and also the 24 elders, but also the angels.
不光这样，你再看下去。
If you continue to look,
把镜头再往后退的话
，If you widen your angle more,
这件事情的确是发生的。
Something happened.
什么时候发生的
？What happened?
我们的主升天以后发生的。
It happened after our Lord ascended.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做新约的敬拜
？What is the New Testament worship?
新约的敬拜就是启示录这里给我们看见的敬拜。
New Testament worship is the worship we see here in Revelation.
所以现在你看，这个敬拜不光是天上的。
This worship is not only heavenly.
第十三节
，In verse 13,
我又听见天上、地上、地。底下沧海里和天地间一切所有的被造物都说但愿颂赞荣耀尊贵权势都归给做宝座的和羔羊直到永永远远
And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them I heard saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever
然后四活物就说阿们
And the four living creatures kept saying Amen
众长老也匍匐敬拜
And the elders fell down and worshipped
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
时候将到
an hour is coming.
如今就是
and now is.
当初你所看见是影儿的圣殿
before you saw a shadow, a temple of a shadow.
感谢神
brothers, thank
you. 我们的神有一个梦终于实现了
our God has a dream that needs to be fulfilled.
现在如果你知道什么叫做新约的敬拜
if you understand what is New Testament worship,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
天上地上地底下的
They see it from the heavens on the earth and below the earth.
你不称耶稣基督为主。
They all call him the Jesus Christ as Lord.
没有一个膝盖不屈膝的。
There is no knee that is not bowed.
这就是保罗在腓立比书第二章所给我们看见的敬拜。
This is what Paul showed us in Philippians 2.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
现在你看见吗
？Now you understand.
在这里再清楚不过了。
It can't be any clearer.
宇宙充满了赞美的声音。
The universe is full of the sound of praise.
宇宙赞美了阿门的声音。
It's full of the sound of Amen.
感谢神。
Thank God.
在这么多的诗歌里面
，among All these hymns,
两千年来有一首诗歌
Among all the hymns, there's one.
的的确确把这个敬拜把它描写的非常的清楚
There's one that can really describe this matter of worship.
那就是诗歌本里面听那千万声音雷鸣，或者听那千万声音呼喊那首诗歌 ，Cry， 就是 10,000 cry。
10,000 voices singing.
我们知道这首诗歌是达比写的。
We know that Darby was the one who wrote this hymn.
达比怎么写这段圣经？怎么写这首诗歌
？How did he write this hymn?
这首诗歌原来叫做 Endless Song， 无终的歌。
This song used to be titled the Endless Song.
中文翻作无穷颂，就是 Endless Song。 中文翻译很好，英文 也是很好，叫做 叫做 The Endless Song， 就是没有，是无穷的颂。
That means this song was endless.
原来一共有十五节。
Before it had 15 stanzas.
那个时候 Darby 因为他的眼睛不好。
At that time, Darby could not see very well.
所以医生要把他放在暗房里面。
So the doctors wanted to put him into a
dark room.
A dark room.
什么都看不见的。
A very dark room.
因为要保护他的眼睛。
To keep his eyes.
但是那个时候他忽然间就觉得这首诗歌在他的里面。
But he felt one day of this hymn in his heart.
那特别是他里面看见启示录第四章跟第五章。
Because inside he remembered Revelations 4 and 5.
尤其是第五章。
Especially chapter 5.
他的的确确看见那幅图画。
He saw that picture.
所以他就请一位弟兄来。
He asked a brother to come.
是另外一个弟兄，他一面念一面把它写下来。
So as he was dictating, the other brother wrote.
那我们诗本里面一共只有七节，这是现在常常被唱的七节。
In our hymn book, there's only 7 stanzas.
尼托森弟兄是个收藏家。
Brother Nee is Brother Watchman Nee is a collector.
他读过了很多很多的诗。
He read many hymns.
他有一个 comment， 他对这首诗歌有个 comment。
He had a commentary on this hymn.
他说在2000年所有赞美的诗歌里。
He said in 2000 years of all the hymns regarding praise.
他说我没有找到一首比这首赞美更高。
I cannot find a single hymn that has a higher praise than this one.
神把这首诗歌赐给了他的教会。
God gave this hymn to his church.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
有的人根本不知道这首诗。
Many people don't know about this hymn.
就是你知道这首诗。
Even though you know this hymn.
弟兄姊妹，你能不能把那首诗歌唱出来？
Can you really sing out that hymn?
你真的能从你心里的深处把它唱出来？
Can you really sing it from the depths of your heart?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
前不久我们到过智利。
Recently we went to Chile.
我们找到一般的弟兄。
We met a couple of brothers and sisters.
他们说我们是得到中国弟兄属灵的帮助。
They said that we were helped by the brethren in China.
他们在那里，他们主呼召，主得着他们。有几千人在那里聚会。
And God gave them and called them. There were thousands of people gathered.
你每次和他们在一起擘饼，在一起敬拜主的时候。
Every time you worship with them.
我常常跟我内人讲。
I many times I tell my wife.
我到底我们在地上还是在天上？
I ask her, are we on earth or are we in heaven?
这一班弟兄们很简单。
These brothers and sisters are very simple.
他们特会没有钱就大的旅馆来开特别。
When they have a conference, they don't have enough money to rent a hotel.
每一个人都带着他们的帐篷就到一个地方，他们支大帐篷就开始聚会。
So what they do is they bring their own tents to a campground and have a meeting.
去年江守道有机会去探望他们。
Last year, our brother Stephen Kong had a chance to visit them.
后来我们问江牛的感想。
So we asked our brother what his feelings were.
他说好久好久了，他没有经过这种。
He said, it's been many, many years since I have gone through something like this.
他说在那里的聚会叫他想起早期主在中国刚开始聚会在上海那个时候的聚会。
He said he was reminded at that meeting of the early days in Shanghai when they first used to meet to worship.
主在中国做了奇妙的工作。
The work that God did in China, marvelous work.
那个启示是什么？
What is that revelation?
那个就是真实的敬拜。
And that is true worship.
弟兄当教会在一起唱这首诗歌的时候
When the church gathers together to sing this hymn
如果真的唱起来了
If you really sing it
如果你真的用灵来敬拜
If you sing it with your worship with your spirit
你会觉得天好像就在屋顶上一样
You feel that the heaven is right up here the roof
天好像从来没有那么近过一样
It's as if heaven were not that far away
很可惜
But sadly
这是历史历代最好的一首赞美的诗歌
This is the most beautiful hymn of praise
这个诗歌不需要女高音来唱不需要男高音来唱
you don't need to use
不要 performer
you don't have to have performers singing the
song 这些诗歌乃是要教会来唱
you need to have the church to sing this hymn
只有新约的教会
and only the New Testament
如果你不回到旧约的话
if you don't return to the Old Testament
如果新酒是装在新皮袋里面的话
if the new wine is put in new wineskin
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister
人来到这里
when men come here
好像在天上
it's as if they're in heaven
弟兄姊妹你如果能懂得
if you understand
什么叫真正的敬拜
what is true worship
现在不是影子
no longer is a shadow
现在不是梦了
no longer is it a dream
宇宙里面充满赞美的声音
in the universe there's a sound of praise
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister
这些人本来是罪人
these people were sinners
本来是下地狱的人
they were to go to hell
他们是背叛的人
they were rebellious people
他们成为真正敬拜父的人
and yet they are now true worshippers of the Father
这是何等的可惜
But it's so sad.
2,000
years in the church.
这是主所蒙恩的，主所拯救回来的。
All of those that the Lord has saved.
他们又回到旧约去了。
They've gone back to the Old Testament.
他们又回到从前去。
They've gone back to what it used
to be. 又回到影子去了。
They've gone back to the shadows.
但是弟兄们。
Brothers and sisters.
主的梦不能失去的。
The Lord's dream cannot go unfulfilled.
因为借着主在十字架上已经完成。
Because he's already accomplished it on the cross.
所以感谢神。
Thank God.
这个敬拜乃是宇宙的敬拜。
This worship is a universal.
我们敬拜的对象是宇宙的真神。
The object of our worship is the true God of the world.
我们要说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
We have to say,
holy,
holy, holy, holy.
不光是父神、子神，还有灵神。
But not only to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是宇宙的敬拜。
This is the universal worship.
想想看，弟兄姊妹。
Think about it.
这个比起你每年到耶路撒冷去那个圣殿隐而敬拜，那不知道大多少。
Compared to going to Jerusalem and worshiping in the temple of the shadow, it's so much better.
想想看
，Think about it.
神是创造宇宙的。
God is the one who created the world.
我们应当进到他真实的圣殿里。
We are to enter into His true temple.
把我们的感谢和赞美献给他。
So that we can give Him our praise and our worship.
用我们的心灵和诚实来拜他。
So we can worship Him in spirit and in truth.
这是什么？
What is this?
这是真实的敬拜。
This is true worship.
我们的敬拜告诉人说
，Our worship tells people.
神不是住在人所创造的造的屋子里面。
That God is just not contained in what man's created, a building man created.
现在就是有一天圣殿重建，那个圣殿不是只是影儿的圣殿。
Even if the temple is rebuilt, it is but a shadow.
你到礼拜堂去
，When you go to a church building,
不管礼拜堂是 cathedral 盖得多么好。
No, if you go to a cathedral, no matter how big it is.
你回到旧约的话
when you go to the Old Testament,
你可以说波比的桌子是 altar.
You can say that the Lord's table is an altar.
现在这里有 sanctuary.
Now you have a sanctuary.
那么我们所在地方就是圣殿了
And where we are is a temple.
弟兄姊妹，你又回到旧约去。
You've gone back to the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see that?
我们的神不是住在人所盖的圣殿里。
Our God doesn't abide in the temple built by built by human hands.
拜错了，为什么拜错了呢？
Why did you worship wrong the idol?
那拜偶像的为什么拜错了呢？
Why are idol worshippers wrong?
为什么？
Why?
因为他们以为神是住在他们所盖的庙里面。
Because they believe that God lives in the temple that they built.
我们的神太伟大了。
Our God is too great.
地上没有一个建筑能够容纳他。
No building can contain him.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Thank God.
神告诉我们说
，God tells us.
只有宇宙
，only the universe.
因为神大的一个地步。
Because God is so great.
你看见神真正的殿乃是整个的宇宙。
The true temple is the whole universe.
那你说地球站在什么地位呢
？So where's the planet?
感谢神。
Thank God.
在他的旨意里面。
In His will.
因为我们的主在这里为我们钉十字架。
Our Lord was crucified for us.
所以这个地球就有了意义了。
So now this planet has a meaning.
但以前和昨天地球没有什么两样的。
Before this planet, there was no different than any other.
感谢主。
But thank you.
现在不同了。
Now it's all different.
为什么？它是外院。
Now it's the outer court.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当我们在这里敬拜的时候
，when we worship here，
你看见这是真实的敬拜。
This is true worship.
那现在有一个问题。
Now we have a problem.
如果是宇宙的敬拜
，if it is a universal worship，
那么是不是我们要到天上去呢
？So does that mean we need to go to heaven？
不
，no，
不要忘记，因为外院就在地上。
Don't forget the outer court is on earth。
所以今天的敬拜在天上也在地上。
So the worship today is on heaven and on earth。
我们在地好像在天一样。
On earth as if we were in heaven。
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand？
因为这个是外院圣所跟至圣是连在。
Because the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies are connected.
本来天跟地是分开的。
Before earth and heaven were separate.
现在主为我们钉十字架。
But now our Lord was crucified.
他就成为天梯了。
He became the heavenly ladder.
他一手拉着我们，一手拉着地，一手拉着天。
One hand he grabs the earth, the other hand he grabs heaven.
天和地连接了。
And then heaven and earth are connected.
天和地怎么连接的
？How can you connect both?
它要连接在一个架构的一个 structure 里。
They are connected under one structure.
你看见外院跟圣所跟至圣怎么连在一起的？
How the outer court, holy place, and holy of holies connected?
你看见说地和天就连在一起。
That's how heaven and earth are connected.
所以今天你不需要跑到天上去敬拜。
No longer do you have to go to heaven to worship.
我们今天感谢主，我们蒙恩得救以后
，After we have been saved,
在地好像在天一样。
On earth, it's as if we were in heaven.
你无论在哪里一赞美，你就圣殿里面。
No matter where you praise, you're in the temple.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you understand?
那不光如此
，Not only that,
圣主还做了一件奇妙的工作。
The Lord did a marvelous work.
所以他告诉我们呢。
So he told us.
那个爱是到底的爱啊。
That love is a love to the end.
我如果不去，保惠师就不来。
If I do not go, the Comforter cannot come.
保惠师就是圣灵啊。
And the Comforter is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit wants to abide in us.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
你看见吗？这个就是主所应许的。
This is what the Lord promised.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
等到我们的主真的到了至圣所。
After our Lord really arrived at the Holy
Spirit. 到了天上。
After he arrives in the heaven.
你记不记得五旬节的时候
？Do you remember Pentecost?
他就把圣灵浇灌下。
He outpoured the Holy Spirit.
从那一天开始。
At, from that day on.
你看见圣灵就正式的住在地上了。
The Holy Spirit officially abided on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
如果我们接受耶稣基督做救主。
If we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior.
你看看圣经怎么说的。
See what the Bible says.
我们好不好看看哥林多前书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
这个新约的三章十六节多半都是很重要的。
In the New Testament, the chapter 3:16 is always very important.
约翰福音三章十六节很重要。
John 3:16 is very important.
哥罗西三章十六节也很重要。
Colossians 3:16.
哥林多三章十六节也很重要。
First Corinthians 3:16.
岂不知你们是神的殿吗
？Do you not know that you are a temple of God?
那为什么你们神的殿呢
？Why are you a temple of God?
因为神的灵住在你们。
Because the Spirit of God dwells in you.
神的灵住在哪里？
Where does the Spirit of God dwell?
神住在哪里
？That is where God dwells.
神住的地方，你叫它叫圣殿，对不对
？Where God dwells, as you call a temple, right?
所以很清楚了
，very clear.
岂不知你们神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头
？Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
第六章十九节。
And now, chapter 6, verse 19.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗
？Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to us?
啊，现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
就在五旬节的时候
at the time of Pentecost.
你看见圣灵不就降下了吗
Didn't the Holy Spirit come down?
我们这些蒙恩得救的
We who are saved.
圣灵不是住在我们里面吗
Does the Holy Spirit abide in us?
圣灵不是住在我们的灵里头吗
Doesn't the Holy Spirit abide in our spirit?
那弟兄姊妹，如果圣灵住在我们里面
If the Holy Spirit abides in us,
我们这个人不就变成神的居所吗
Aren't we then the dwelling place of Him?
我们不就变成神的殿？
Aren't we then God's temple?
所以圣经一再告诉我们，就是神的殿。
So time after time, we are God's temple.
现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
为什么不到这个山，也不到那个山？
Why don't we go to this mountain or that mountain?
你不必跑那么远嘛。
Don't have to go that far.
现在主为我们在十字架上所完成的救赎。
Because of the work of salvation on the cross.
他升天，圣灵降下来。
He has ascended. The Holy Spirit has descended.
圣灵住在我们里面，就是神住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit lives in us, and God lives in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
你看见神所在的地方，就至圣。
So where God is, that is the Holy of Holies.
现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
为什么我们拜他用心灵诚实来拜他
？Why do we worship Him in spirit and truth?
我们的灵就好像至圣所一样。
Our spirit is as if the Holy of Holies.
活水在井里面，就好像神圣灵在圣灵在我们的灵里面一样。
The living water in a well is like the Holy Spirit in our spirit.
所以现在不要到这个山，也不要到那个山。
No longer do we go to that mountain or this mountain.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
你就要用心灵和诚实拜他。
As long as you worship Him in spirit and in truth.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？现在我们就能拜他。
Now we can worship Him.
你看神为我们所做的工作，神多么奇妙。
Such an amazing work from God.
非常非常奇妙。
It is so amazing.
当然，你有两种参加音乐会的办法。
Of course, there's two ways for you to sing in the choir.
如果在意大利有一个很大很大的，或者在维也纳有个很大很大的音乐会。
Let's say, for example, in Vienna, you have a huge orchestra or a concert.
那么你要坐飞机去。
You have to go by plane.
你要买票，然后你坐在那里听。
You have to buy a ticket and sit in the concert.
但是弟兄姊妹，还有一个可能。
But there's another way.
你人在这里就可以了。
You just stand here.
那怎么可能就可以？你怎么可以听？可怎么可以看呢
？How can you listen to it?
那很重要在这里。
It's very important.
因为根据神的创造
，According to God's creation，
就在 New Jersey 这里
，Here in New Jersey，
你看空中里面就有了很多的声，有了很多的波，那个波就代表很多的音乐。
And in the air there are many waves and many sound waves。
这个大家都知道
，Everybody knows， right？
那你说怎么知道呢
？How do you know？
你讲给乡下人，他们就简直是笑话，怎么可能
？If you tell it to an old countryman， they're going to be laughing。
你要听音乐，你要到维也纳去。
If you want to listen to music， you go to Vienna。
你在 New Jersey， 你就不可能听到那个音乐。
In New Jersey， you can't hear that wonderful music。
那么弟兄姊妹，但是奇的很呐。
But quite amazing。
神就是用他的创造来做个比方给我们看。
God uses His creation to give us an example。
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，因为这个声音，你叫这个声音啊，传播的它是个波。
Because when sound moves, it goes by waves.
所以稀奇不稀奇
Isn't it amazing?
你会不会觉得就在我们空气里面，就在我们这里，你看见就已经有波了？
Do you understand that even amongst us here in this air, there's waves?
那个波走得很远啊。
And this wave travels very far.
那个波是从维也纳一直跑到这里来的。
It travels all the way from Vienna to here.
如果不是科学家告诉我们，觉得根本是神话。
If scientists didn't tell us that, then it would just be a myth.
你今天讲新约的敬拜，人家说你在讲神话。
You people talk about this, you say they're just talking about a myth.
一点都不是神话。
No, it is not.
弟兄姊妹，你知道说所有的波都在这里。
We know that there are waves here.
但是为什么你听不见呢？
Why can't you hear it?
当然听不见了。
Of course you can't.
因为那个波的能量很小，当然你听不见。
Because the power of that, the strength of that wave is very low.
你一定要把那个波放大才可以。
So you need to amplify that wave.
那你怎么把它波放大呢？
And how do you amplify it?
你把一个收音机拿来。
You bring a radio.
所以现在你就要好好对准你的频率了。
So now you have to adjust the frequency.
当维也纳把这个波送出来，它有个频率的。
So when the Vienna sends out that music, it has a frequency.
那么现在你播的时候，你这个机器里面也有个频率。
And when you turn the dial inside your radio, you also have a frequency.
现在如果这个两个频率完全一样的话。
And when that frequency is the same,
就产生一个现象叫 resonance, 叫做共振的现象。
Then you have what's called resonance.
结果怎么办呢？结果它就把那个音波放大了。
So that amplifies the sound wave.
它就吸收进来了。
And it receives that wave.
而且把它放大了。
And it amplifies it.
结果你听见了。
And then you can hear it.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
You see that?
因为维也纳的频率是这个频率，在这里频率也是这个频率。
Because the frequency in Vienna is such, and the frequency here is such.
所以才能产生共鸣的现象。
Then you can have that resonance.
等到有共鸣的时候。
And when you have that resonance.
你就听见了。
Then you can hear.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道这个历史上有过这么故事啊。
You know that there's a story in history.
这个有拿破仑军队有一次经过一座桥。
You know that there was Napoleon, the army of Napoleon went through a bridge one day.
那这个带队的人忽然心血来潮，他说我们替政府走。
And then the leader said, okay, let us now march orderly on.
他结果他们真的去 march on, 真的去正步啊。
So they marched in order.
那么大家都知道，在正步它一定有个频率，对不对？
And many times when you obviously march, you have a frequency that's generated.
桥的本身也有个频率啊，震动也有个频率的。
The bridge also has its own frequency.
结果两个频率刚好相等。
And then the marching and the bridge's frequency were the same.
结果所有这个能量啊，通通被这个桥吸进去。
So all that power came through.The resonance came through the bridge.
结果那个桥受不了了，结果就断掉了。
And then the bridge collapsed.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫什么现象？
Brothers and sisters, what is this?
这叫做共振的现象。
This is called resonance.
现在你懂为什么神是个灵。
Now you understand why God is
a spirit. 我们拜他用心灵来拜他。
And then why we need to worship him in spirit and truth.
弟兄姊妹，因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
我们用心灵来拜他。
Because we worship him in spirit.
这个时候要产生共振现象。
Now we have a resonance.
虽然神坐在宝座上。
Even though he is seated on the throne.
我们的灵就好像什么？就好像收音机一样。
Our spirit is like that radio.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
结果你看见一种属灵的共振的现象。
Because of that spirit.Spiritual resonance.
你遇见神了。
You meet God.
很多人不哭的，现在你哭了。
Many people don't weep, but now you weep.
很多人从来不哭，他一蒙恩得救，他悔改，他痛哭大大哭了。
Many people never wept before, but once they were saved, they weep.
因为他在灵的深处真的遇见主。
Because in the spirit they met the Lord.
这不是真的故事吗？
Isn't this a true story?
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
这就是新约。
This is the New Testament.
现在我们的眼睛开。
Now our eyes are open.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看见吗？今天虽然我你看见不光整个宇宙是圣殿
even、not only is the whole universe a temple
我们每个人都是圣殿
all of us are temples
所以神在天边神也在眼前
so he is at the edge of heavens he is also before us
这个时候我只要一道伸出去
I just have to pour out a little
bit 圣灵已经在我们里面
the Holy Spirit already in us
我们和他不能够再相遇
we can no longer be close enough
弟兄姊妹每次你想到圣灵住在我们的里面
when you think of the Holy Spirit living in us
你就想起主的爱是到底的
You think of God's love being the love to the very end.
但是不光如此
But not only that.
因着我们到灵里面
Because we are in the spirit.
弟兄姊妹你看神在基督里基督在圣灵里
God is in Christ and Christ is in the spirit.
圣灵就在我们里面
The Holy Spirit is in our spirit.
所以你就可以来到他的脚下
So you can come before his feet.
能他有最亲密的脚
You can have sweet fellowship.
一面所以弟兄姊妹你看见那个影儿的敬拜吗
Do you see the shadow worship?
旧约是那个圣殿对不对
The Old Testament, that temple.
实体来到了
But the reality has arrived.
一个是 macroscopic 的就指这个宇宙来说
One is macroscopic
一个 microscopic 就指着我们这个人来说
，and one is microscopic that is to us.
一面大到这地步
，on one hand so big，
因为神是大的
，because God is great.
但大了会不会太远了呢
？But it's so great, does it mean he's too far?
不会很远的
，not too far.
每一个人都是他圣殿
，everyone is a temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故
，for this reason，
我们能来到他面前敬拜
，we can come before him to worship.
神是光。
God is light.
神是灵
God is spirit.
神是光
God is light.
神也就是爱
And God is love.
我们应该可以结束了
We could probably end.
但是我还有几句话要说的
I do want to say a couple more words.
我觉得这一点很重要这和约翰福音的特点有关系
It's very important speaking about John.
我们说过了
We mentioned.
人灵死了就好像人的眼睛瞎了一样
When the spirit of man died, it's as if he was blinded.
这不是表示我们就不会敬拜
It doesn't mean we don't know how.
我们在影儿里面来敬拜。
We worship in the shadow.
我们用瞎子过马路来做比方式。
And we use the example of the blind crossing the road.
我们说有一天主要开我们眼。
One day we say the Lord is to open our eyes.
那我们要问。
Then we ask.
主是怎么开我们眼
？How did the Lord open our eyes?
所以在约翰福音。
In John,
有一个记载是别的福音书都没有的。
There's an account that is does not found in any of the other.
有一个人生来是瞎眼。
There was one who was born blind.
我们一生下来我们是瞎眼。
When we were born, we were blind.
亚当犯了罪了。
Adam committed sin.
所以他当时的眼睛瞎了，我们的眼睛也瞎了。
So at that time, his eyes were blinded, so was ours.
所以我们就生来是瞎眼的。
So when we were born, we were blind.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你知道圣经告诉我们说，我们的主就开了那瞎眼的眼睛。
And the Bible tells us that the Lord opened up the eyes of the blind man.
你读那段故事，你不是觉得法利赛人很紧张吗
？Don't you when you read it? Don't you think that the Pharisees were kind of nervous?
他们找那个瞎眼的。
Because when they saw the blind,
他要证明他的眼睛开是假的。
They wanted to prove that opening of his eyes was fake.
为什么那么紧张啊
？Why were they so nervous?
因为这些人是读圣经的。
Because these are students of the Bible.
他们就对圣经很熟。
They were very, they knew the Old Testament very well.
他们知道将来弥赛亚要来。
They knew the Messiah was to come one day.
他们知道如果你怎么知道弥赛亚要来
？How do you know the Messiah was to come?
你知道有几个特点的
？There are some certain things that
point to it. 如果有了这个特点，他一定是弥赛亚。
If this person has these features, then he is the Messiah.
那么有意思在，很有意思在这里。
It's very interesting.
旧约很多神迹，对不对
？In the Old Testament, there are many
miracles.
Correct?
新约也很多，对不对
？Many miracles in the New Testament.
那么你看死里复活啊
，the resurrection from the dead.
还有啊，很多很多，比方说过红海，都是神迹。
Crossing of the Red Sea, all these miracles.
那么你看也这个谁啊，以利沙也行了很多的神迹。
Elijah also had many.
所以这是旧约的神迹。
This is all miracles in the Old Testament.
那么很有意思在哪里呢
？But here's the interesting.
在旧约所有的神迹里面
，among all the miracles in the Old Testament，
你找不到一个神迹是叫瞎眼的眼睛得开。
You will never find a miracle of somebody healing the blind。
那旧约有没有讲到眼睛得开？有没有？有。
Did Old Testament mention about opening of the eyes? Yes.
那个都是 prophecy， 都是预言。
But it all spoke of prophecy。
那都是告诉我们，等到弥赛亚来的时候。
It says when the Messiah arrives，
他要叫瞎眼的能够看。
You will allow the blind to see.
所以现在你懂了。
So now you.
为什么法利赛人那么紧张
？Why were the Pharisees so nervous?
因为如果主耶稣能开人的眼睛的话
，If Jesus was able to let the blind see,
他一定是弥赛亚。
He must be the Messiah.
所以弟兄姊妹，弥赛亚为什么要来
？Why was the Messiah to arrive?
我们知道弥赛亚来做人类的救主。
He has to be the savior of the whole world.
不光解决我们罪的问题
，Not only solve the problem of sin.
弥赛亚来要开我们的眼睛。
But the Messiah is to come to open our eyes.
我们如果眼睛真的开启
，And if our eyes are really open.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们就能瞻仰神的荣美。
Then we can behold His glory.
我们就能约翰所说的，我们看见过神的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Just like we say that we saw the glory as only begotten Son.
但是弟兄姊妹，你眼睛怎么张开的
？But how do you open up your eyes?
所以现在你知道我们的主的工作不光是把我们的罪人变成好人，不是
？Our Lord's work.
Is
not only just making a sinner a good person.
你看见他要把我们这些背叛的人变成一个真正敬拜父的人。
He wants to turn us rebellious ones into those who are true worshipers.
所以我们的眼睛要开启才可以啊。
But our eyes need to be open.
那眼睛怎么开启
？How do you open your eyes?
是谁的工作呢
？Whose work is that?
只有弥赛亚的工作。
Only the Messiah can do it.
现在我们看我们的主怎么做这个工作。
And how does our Lord do that?
从前有一个故事。
There's a story.
有一个年轻人到一个山谷地区。
There's a young man who went into the valley.
那么这个山谷里面通通是瞎眼。
And in this valley, the residents there were all blind.
结果这个年轻人就爱上了其中一个女子。
And then this young man loved a young lady in the valley.
结果他要和她结婚，要和她成亲。
And he wanted to marry her.
结果那个女的就开出一个条件来。
So the young lady had a condition.
她说我们所有的人眼睛都是瞎的。
She said, "All of us are all blind.
只有你有一双的眼睛
Only you have a pair of eyes.
所以你在我们中间是怪物
So among us, you are a weirdo.
我不能嫁给怪物。
I cannot marry somebody who's so weird.
所以我现在，如果你真的要嫁给我的话
，And if you want to marry me,
你要把你两个眼睛挖下来。
You have to take out both of your eyes.
那么这个故事很动人，对不对
？And this is a very touching.
我们希望有很好的收场，他真的把眼睛挖下来。
And we obviously want to have a wonderful ending where he does take out his eyes.
不，很可惜不是这样。
But sadly,
他想了半天还是离开了。
He thought of it and then he's
他不要 他不要把眼睛两个挖下来。
He did not want to lose his both eyes.
但是我告诉大家一个真实的故事。
But I'll tell you a true story.
2000年。
2000 years ago,
我们的主来到地上
when our Lord arrived on this earth,
当他来到地上是来到山谷里
when he arrived on this earth, he arrived in the valley.
我们这些在谷里面没有一个眼睛是张开，都是瞎的。
All of us living in this valley, none of us could see. We were all blind.
你记不记得
Do you remember?
当时的人就希望我们的主的眼睛也像他们一样瞎。
At that time, the people then wanted our Lord's eyes also be blinded.
弟兄姊妹，如果主爱他们的话
if the Lord loved them.
应该把他两个眼睛给他们。
He would take out both his eyes and give it to them.
我们主要这样做。
Our Lord had to do that.
我们的主的确要这样做。
And our Lord indeed did that.
但是主这样做有个条件。
But he had a condition.
他可以失去他的眼睛。
He can lose his eyesight.
他可以暂时失去他的眼睛。
He can temporarily lose his eyesight.
结果叫我们所有的人眼睛都开启。
So that all of our eyes are open.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是王子真正的爱。
This is the love of the king.
所以你看见吗？我们的主来到地上
，the Lord arrived on the earth。
真正的爱是什么
？What is true love？
真正的爱，他不光把他两个眼睛给我们
，Not only did he give us both of his eyes，
但是要紧，他要开我们所有的眼睛。
Most importantly, he wanted to open our eyes。
这就是主在十字架上所做。
This is what the Lord did on the cross。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说过，我们的主是在父的怀里。
We said our Lord is in the bosom of the Father.
我们不是讲过了吗
？Didn't we mention？
他像老鹰一样。
He is like the eagle.
老鹰的眼睛是可以直接看见太阳。
The eagle's eyes can look directly into the sun.
所以当我们的主在父怀里的时候
，So when our Lord was in the Father's bosom,
他可以直接张扬父神的荣耀。
He can manifest, declare the glory of God.
没有人眼睛像我们的主的眼睛那么明亮。
Nobody's eyes are as clear as our Lord's eyes.
但是弟兄姊妹，他为着爱我们。
But because he loved you and me,
他要开我们。
He wanted to open our eyes.
但是不要忘记，我们是瞎眼。
Don't forget, we are blind.
所以他站在我们的地位上。
He stood in our stead, in our
place. 站在罪人的地位上。
He stood in our place.
好像站在个瞎眼的地位上。
As if he stood in the place of a blind.
但是我们的主眼睛太好，他不可能瞎的。
But our Lord's eyes are so good, it couldn't be blind.
我们的主与父神的交通永远没有间断的。
His fellowship with the Father was never broken.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
等到中午十二点的时候
，at noontime，
你听见有个声音说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？”You heard a voice, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken?"
为什么？
Why?
你为什么说神离开你
？Why do you say your God has forsaken you？
你不知道为什么神他看不见神
，because he no longer could see God。
刚开始钉十字架的时候
，at the beginning of the cross，
虽然外面很大的痛苦
，even though there was much pain，
他说父啊，赦免他。
He said, "Father, forgive them."
他仍旧能看见父亲的笑脸
，yet he could still see the smiling face of the Father。
他眼睛还看得见
，his eyes can still see。
所以他能忍受所有的痛苦
，he can absorb all the pain。
但是有一个痛苦像地狱一样的痛苦
，but there was one pain like the pain of hell。
当你在那忍受痛苦的时候，你看不见神的同在。
When you cannot see His God's presence，
那是加倍的痛苦。
That is multiplying on your pain。
但是弟兄姊妹，主为着爱你，爱我的缘故。
But because the Lord loved you and me，
为我们站在罪人的地位上。
He stood on the place of a sinner。
我们的罪压在他身上。
All the sins He bore on him。
所以父神就掩面不看他的儿子。
So the Father turned His face away from him。
因为掩面不看他的儿子。
And because the Father turned the face away from His son。
万万万分之一秒的那个时候。
Millions and millions of milliseconds.
我们的主本来看得见的。
Before our Lord could see.
因为你和我的罪。
But because of your and my sin.
好像看不见了。
It's as if he is blinded.
他愿意把他两个眼睛挖出来。
He is willing to take out both his eyes.
他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
就是因为为我们成功了救赎。
Because he worked the work of salvation.
最后他说父啊我把我的灵魂交给你。
He said, Father, I give my spirit unto you.
你看他又恢复交通了。
And then he recovered his communion.
所以知道这是为着救赎的缘故。
It is because of salvation.
为把眼睛给我们
，because he was to give us his eyes，
他愿意把他两个眼睛给我们
，he was willing to give his eyes to us，
他愿意把他所有都给我们
，he was willing to give his all to us，
叫我们的眼睛能开
，so that our eyes could be open。
所以感谢主
，brothers，
他不是为我们钉十字架
，not only did he was crucified，
钉十字架表他愿意把自己给我们
，he was willing to give himself to us。
这就是十字架爱的故事
，that is the story of the cross。
他也从死里复活
，but he resurrected，
他也升到天上
，and he ascended to heaven。
圣灵降下来。
The Holy Spirit came down.
弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩得救的时候。
Once we have been saved by grace,
圣灵就把我叫我们的灵就活过来。
The Holy Spirit enables our spirit to love again.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
本来我们眼睛是瞎的。
Before we were blinded.
圣灵住在我们里面。
Now the Holy Spirit abides in us.
第一个工作。
The first work.
就是叫我们眼睛能看见。
Is to open up our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，这就是约翰福音那个瞎眼的神。
This is the miracle in John of the blind man.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
现在我们知道。
Now we know.
为着这个梦。
For this dream.
这个梦是神的梦。
It's God's dream.
这个旨意是神的旨意。
It's God's will.
主何等的爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
现在我们看他爱我们，不光叫我们不做罪人。
Not only does he not want us to be sinners no longer.
他爱我们要开我们眼。
But he also loves us to the point of opening our eyes.
只有弥赛亚能开眼睛。
Only the Messiah can open up man's eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当你眼睛开启以后。
Now that your eyes are open.
你仍旧走那一过马路。
Now you still cross the road.
你和从前对比你知道。
But if you compare with the past,
从前瞎眼的时候，
before when you were blind,
我们这些远离神的外邦，
we who are far away from him,
我们不认识神，
we did not know God.
我们还在宇宙中没有神。
We said there's no God in the
universe. 我们像撒玛利亚妇人，
like the Samaritan woman, we worship.
就算是像犹太人的敬拜，
and just like the Jewish worship,
不过是影子的敬拜，
it is but shadow.
你看主何等的爱我们。
The Lord loved us so.
现在这个世界变成真实的世界。
This world becomes a real world.
当你经过那条路的时候，
when you walk that cross that road,
你是不是还要回到原来的地方？
Are you still going to go back to the origin?
但愿主开我们眼。
May the Lord open our
主为我们做了这么大的事。
He has accomplished so much for us.
就是为着叫我们能进入新约的敬拜。
It's so that we can enter into the New Testament.
所以主耶稣说，
So the Lord said,
时候将到，如今就是。
An hour is coming, and now it is.
那真正拜父的用心灵和诚实来拜他。
The true worshippers of the Father will worship Him in spirit and truth.
因为父寻找这样的人拜他。
Because the Father is seeking such worshippers.
父不只寻找罪人。
Not only does He seek sinners.
父不只寻找背叛的人。
Not only does He seek those rebellious ones.
他要改变我们。
He wants to change us.
要开我们的眼睛。
Open up our eyes.
要叫我们做一个真正敬拜他。
So that we would be true worshipers.
为什么呢？
Why?
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
所以我们一定要用灵来拜他。
So we need to worship Him in spirit.
圣灵已经住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit already in us.
活水已经在我们里面。
The living water is already in us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因着我们敬拜他。
Because we worship Him.
我们就产生了属灵的共振。
We then now have a spiritual resonance.
我们本来很谦卑，我们本来很骄傲。
Before we were so proud.
现在我们被打倒了。
Now we are broken down.
我们像保罗一样扑倒在马路上。
Like Paul, we are prostrated at the road.
这不是属灵的共振所产生的结果吗？
Isn't this result of that spiritual resonance?
所以我们就蒙恩得救了。
Now we have been saved.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在当教会在一起的时候，
Now as the church is gathered
together, 教会乃是那个新的皮带。
The church is that new wine.
新酒要装在新皮带。
New wine put in new wine.
你不要问说别人怎么敬拜。
Don't ask how others worship.
你要问说我们应当怎么。
You should ask how should we worship.
主救了我们。
The Lord has saved us.
你是跟随传统呢？
Do you go according to tradition?
你是跟随热闹呢？
Do you go according to what's
你是跟随人的意见呢？人的办法呢？
Man's ways?
弟兄姊妹，你看你，但是呢，弟兄，我们要问说，
so we have to ask,
这个敬拜是不是新约的敬拜？
Is this worship New Testament worship?
感谢主，
Thank the
Lord. 在教会里面，
In the church,
有一般弟兄们看见。
There are some brothers and sisters.
加尔文就是其Calvin 就是其中的一个。
Calvin was one who saw.
当初浸信会起来和或者是公理中起来，他们也看见。
The Baptists originally, the Congregationalists, they saw it.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他们真的进到新约的敬拜。
They entered into the New Testament.
但是很可惜。
But sadly,
人离开不了传统的。
Man cannot leave tradition.
人觉得你传统容易得多。
Man believes that tradition is easy.
在圣灵里敬拜好像难得多。
The worship in the Spirit is difficult.
因为圣灵像风一样是随着意思来吹。
Because the Holy Spirit is like the wind who blows. It could be here one day and there the other day.
你不可能设一个 program 给他。
You can't give it a set program.
你也不能有个 liturgy 给圣灵。
And you can't give it a liturgy.
弟兄姊妹，如果你这样做的话，
if you do it that way,
弟兄姊妹，我们就回到旧约去了。
We will go back to the Old Testament.
那个不是新约的敬拜。
That is not New Testament worship.
所以当愿主开我们。
May the Lord open our eyes.
教会历史里面，
throughout the history of the church,
有许多人走在这条路上。
So many people will walk this way.
所以但愿我们不是孤单的。
May we not be
也不是特别的一般的人。
May we not be special.
不是说只有我们知道，别人不知道。
As if only we know and others don't.
不要忘记，教会刚开始早期就是这个样子的。
That is how the church was at the very beginning.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个敬拜乃是新约的敬拜。
This worship is New Testament worship.
但愿这个周末的信息，
May the message of this weekend
给我们每一个人和教会带来个很大的转变。
Enable us to have a big change here in the church.
那个改变的是什么？
And what is that change?
不是叫我们的梦实现。
It's not that our dream can be fulfilled.
叫神的梦能够实现。
But that God's dream can be fulfilled.
弟兄们想想看。
Think about this.
今天神的梦终于实现了。
God's dream is finally
appeared.
Think about the universal worship.
当你有一天,
One day,
弟兄姊妹,
when the New Jerusalem comes from heaven to
earth, eternity,
we have to have eternity to worship Him.
到那个时候,
and at that time, what you see is the universal.
我们还没有到那里,
and we haven't arrived yet. But on earth, it's as if we are already in heaven. The Holy Spirit is already abiding in us. And the Holy Spirit has opened our eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹,
may we be courageous and bold.
And
no matter what other people say, no matter how difficult it is, we want to please our Lord.
感谢主,
thank the Lord. These are the words that the Lord wants to speak to us this weekend. Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊,
Lord, we bring these words continuously back to you. May you open our eyes. So we can understand what is New Testament worship. May the words you spoke during this weekend may not just be like water gone away.
主啊,
we do pray. May your word grow in us. May you do your work. So that your will can be accomplished in our lives. We pray for these brothers and sisters. You have brought them here. No matter where you take them, they might meet in another place. But may their worship be New Testament worship. May your will be done. May your will be done on earth as in heaven. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.